From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. U.S. officials have been warning for months that the unregulated digital currency Bitcoin wasn't fully legitimate in the eyes of the law. And now the Department of Homeland Security has frozen an account for one of the largest Bitcoin exchanges, a firm called Mt. Gox. The online firm based in Tokyo says it handles nearly 80% of global trading for this form of virtual cash. Queena Kim, Marketplace Tech Reporter, has been following this. Hi, Queena.
Hi, Ben.
So what did Homeland Security do and why?
So if you want to buy Bitcoins, you actually need real hard cold cash to buy it. And so to do that, you need to use a service like PayPal. So you give the money to PayPal and Mt. Gox has an account there. Well, that account is run by a subsidiary that's stateside. And they're saying that that subsidiary broke the law because they didn't tell the government that they were actually handling money. And that's a big deal for the government because once you say, hey, I'm here, I'm handling money, then they can start regulating you and making sure that you are not using your service in an illegal way.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot of hackers like to use Bitcoin in part because it's kind of hard to trace, right?
Right, and that's the whole point. There are some good things, too. I spoke to a guy named Jerry Brito. He's with George Mason University, and he researches the regulation of new technologies. And he says that as we get more and more digital, there's some really good things about cash that we want to keep.
There's certain uses of cash that we want to preserve as we move to an all-digital world. Let's say you want to get an abortion or you want to take an HIV test. These might be things that are perfectly legitimate and legal, but you don't want anybody to know about it. As we move to an all-digital world, we need to preserve some form of privacy and anonymity.
What's the next step in the process here in terms of Bitcoin and the U.S. government?
The real question is going to be is if a company that handles money for Bitcoins tries to apply and do everything legally, whether the government will say, yeah, you can go ahead and do business here.
Marketplace's tech reporter, Queena Kim, thanks a lot.
Thank you.